day goes?
No.
None of that?
No.
People from Poland?
No. No kind of term.
Okay, what about Russians?
No.
Czechs?
What's that?
Czechoslovakians.
Oh, no.
This one I know you're familiar with, Lithuanians.
No, I'm not.
That's never got the response. Englishman?
No, no derogatory term.
Limey? Irishman?
None.
Scots?
None.
French?
None.
Frogs?
None.
Okay. What about the Louisiana French? People from Arcadia, the Arcadia.
Do I have a term for them?
Yeah.
No.
Cajuns?
Never heard of them.
Okay. Greeks?
No.
Cubans?
No.
Okay. Puerto Ricans?
No.
Okay. You ever heard the word Spix used for anybody?
No.
Mexicans?
Never. No, I don't have a term for that.
You ever heard wetbacks?
Never.
Greasers?
Mm.
Okay. Scandinavians?
Mm.
Canadians?
No.
Okay. We get toward the end of this section. Hang on.
I see.
Okay. What about a person who, what would you call a person who belongs to either of the major political parties?
What I call a person?
Mm-hmm. He's a what?
He's a Republican or he's a Democrat.
Okay. Any other names?
No.
Okay. What about a person that seemed to come to prominence in the late 60s who was usually characterized by his long hair, peculiar dress, and unorthodox lifestyle? Especially, you know, in the Haight-Ashbury district of Berkeley, California.
Mm-hmm.
Hippie?
The what?
Hippie?
Hippie?
Yeah.
Oh.
What did you think of describing? Or was I just
I thought you wanted me to name a particular person.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Just general term.
No. Oh, yes, I...
What I was describing you...
I understand what you mean by hippie.
Yeah, okay.
Fly with children and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call a person like that a freak?
No.
Have you ever heard anybody use that term?
Well, I've heard the term being used all the time, but when I hear the word freak, I think, to me, people are saying that the person is different, and because he's different, he should not be given the right to survive, to live, to do as he please, just because he's different. So therefore, I would never use the term.
Yeah, it would be very derogatory.
Yes, it would be.
What would you call a very good friend of yours of the same sex, say, that you grew up with and feel very close to?
A buddy.
Okay. Are you familiar with a name for an adult who is not your parent, but, again, one that you have a long association with, you feel very close to?
Mm-hmm.
Say, that's mine.
Close friend of the family.
Have you ever heard the terms play daddy, play mom, that kind of thing?
Yes, but I never would use the term.
Okay. When you were growing up, were there a number of children that you were very friendly with? You considered yourselves maybe a unit, more
mm-hmm.
or less?
Mm-hmm.
Called yourself a member of a
group?
Just a group.
We just all grew up together in that, we didn't consider ourselves a group as separate from anyone else.
Mm-hmm. What about the word gang?
No. Because gang has a rather negative connotation to me. You know, and it has a
violent
kind of connotation. So I wouldn't use the term.
Okay.